Tanya Bell is the Director of Community Services for the town of Peace River. She joins us on the line today. Tanya, thank you very much for joining us. A big project is happening in Peace River, and that's the renovations of the pool that start with shutdown happening on August the 15th. August the 15th, that's a little early for shutdown, is it not?
It's actually only approximately a week or two earlier than normal. And in some cases over the last couple of years, we have closed the pool at the last week of August. So just about a week early.
But you're closing a week early, having said that, Tanya, because a major project is happening, and that's the renovation of the hot tub. How excited is the town of Peace River and everybody involved with it? As far as that's concerned.
Very excited. We're really pleased to get this project finally moving and getting some traction on the construction end of things. So we're very excited to get this started. This earlier shutdown allows us to get some demolition, the final demolition completed, and still allow us to move into our normal maintenance process during shutdown at the same time.
It's not just the hot tub here, Tanya, that's being done, is it not? Or is it just the hot tub for now?
Correct. It's just the hot tub for this project starting in 2025. We do have other major projects such as the slide that are being addressed in the future. So we're looking at 26 and 27 for any future construction, other elements to be completed.
One thing that I'm sure certainly helped with the project that's going to be happening this summer and fall is the financial help that the town of Peace River received from Northern Sunrise County. How big was that partnership being put in place?
Northern Sunrise County has been a phenomenal partner with the town of Peace River, and we are grateful for their continued support of the town, the recreation services and facilities. They provided over $800,000 to this particular project. The town is extremely grateful for their contribution.
I'm assuming, please correct me if I'm wrong here, Tanya, that renovations are going to be starting pretty quickly as far as the hot tub is concerned during shutdown. First of all, I ask, how long is shutdown going to be?
So shutdown, we're anticipating approximately 8 to 9 weeks. It's very dependent on progress. We hope to reopen the pool for general operations and normal operations early October. So shutdown should be fairly normal time frame for us, but the actual construction period for the hot tub will be ongoing beyond that shutdown period, upwards of 5 months. So we're hoping to have the hot tub reopened in early 2026.
And also, if I'm not mistaken here, Tanya, when the pool gets back into operation, even during when the renovations are happening, the pool is going to be open, but there are going to be some delays. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, there'll be a periodic potential closures as construction continues throughout that open period of time through fall and early winter. There'll be situations where we may have to close the pool for a day, when we're reconnecting any mechanical or electrical that require closing or turning off the power to the building or turning off the water for that period of time. It will be very short periods is what we're anticipating, and we'll ensure that our members and community members and the public at large are aware of them as far in advance as we possibly can.
We'll certainly be keeping an eye on Facebook, and we'll certainly be asking everybody to keep an eye on Facebook with the goings-on of the renovations. You mentioned maybe early spring of 2025, or maybe early 2026, excuse me, to have things open. Fingers crossed that comes to fruition. But I do ask, Tanya, how excited and how much is everybody looking forward to these renovations getting started and these renovations being completed by early 2026.
We're all excited. I think the staff at the pool are as excited as members of the public who utilize the facility on a regular basis, and those who have maybe chosen not to attend the facility because they're missing that amenity currently. So everybody's really excited to get going. Our contractor is really excited. It's a local contractor, Laverne Construction. They're excited to be a part of the project and assist the town in being successful in achieving this amenity back at the facility.
Tanya Bell is the Director of Community Services with the Town of Peace River. Tanya, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Keith. I appreciate the call.